In 1982, you won first prize in the Manchester International Organ Competition. Although it ran from only 1978 to 1986, this was a very prestigious event whose prize winners included Thomas Trotter, Andrew Lumsden, and our own John Keyes. Tell us about the music you played in the competition and the influence that the victory had on your career.
The music in the Manchester International Organ Competition was well chosen. There was a short but tricky Bach chorale prelude. There was the other Mozart Fantasia, originally written for performance by an automatic mechanism in a great clock. So it is almost impossible for a human to play, but it's hugely rewarding. And then the monumental Fantasia on Wach it auf by Max Reger, with its kaleidoscopic changes of registration, extremes of dramatic intensity, and virtuosic technical demands, an utterly exhilarating piece. The outstanding part of the first prize was the chance to give a solo recital in the renowned Wednesday evening series at the Royal Festival Hall in London. I loved rehearsing there throughout the night, quite alone, on a controversial but highly stimulating organ. The experience certainly boosted my confidence and looks quite good on my CV.
Am I right? That was quite a controversial organ that has subsequently been completely rebuilt.
It remains controversial. I suppose it's been the edges have been slightly rounded, but its essential quality remains the same, as I understand.
Thank you. In 1985, you took the decision to become a freelance professional musician. Did this seem a risky thing to do at the time?
I think going freelance as a musician was less risky in 1985 than it would be today. Wisely, I wanted a certain amount of private teaching and playing for local choirs.
Tell us about your next disc, number 5.
One of my mother's favourite pieces, and it features in one of my mother's favourite films, Brief Encounter. So this is the second piano concerto by Rachmaninoff.